This is WSKG News. New York's education commissioner says new state-specific learning standards will improve on the controversial Common Core. Mary Ellen Elia's report came at the same time as news stories about boycotts of required tests. Karen DeWitt has more.
Commissioner Elia says the timing of the report on the day that the math tests are administered is pure coincidence.
This is about standards. This is not about opt-out. This is not about assessments right now. This is about establishing new standards.
The Education Department has been working on developing the new standards since late 2015. Governor Cuomo, who initially supported the controversial fast-tracking of Common Core, issued a report in December of that year. It recommended slowing things down and carefully revamping the unpopular Common Core standards. Despite the efforts, parents continue to opt their children out of the Common Core-related 3rd through 8th grade standardized tests. Numbers for attendance at the 2017 tests will not be released until the summer, but already Newsday is reporting that around half of Long Island students boycotted the English exams given in late March. Commissioner Elia says the improvements to the standards include increasing the complexity of reading materials for each grade level and helping children to better learn how to read things like technical manuals for information, as well as developing an affinity for reading fiction and literature. In math, students will be introduced to some of the higher mathematical concepts at an earlier grade level, though they will not be expected to fully master them until later on. But more importantly, Elia, a former teacher, says this time teachers were fully included in the process.
Teachers are professionals. They didn't want to have something done to them. They wanted to be part of it. And so we have worked to put a very collaborative process in place to address that issue.
The initial development of the Common Core standards left teachers out. It caused a backlash from teachers' unions. That eventually led to a moratorium on using the test results to evaluate students or teachers until at least the 2019-2020 school year. The company that wrote the test was fired, and the new company writes questions with the input of teachers. A statement from the teachers' union commends Elia and the other education officials for showing a commitment to fixing the problem. And the New York State School Boards Association is also pleased. The school board's Tim Creamer says he's never seen a more open or transparent process.
Trying to make sure that people are included and that this meets the needs of as many people as possible, I think she's got it right.
Now that the standards are out, there will be a public comment period before the full Board of Regents vote at their June meeting. The documents are available at the State Education Department's website. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.